Bum ba dum ba da ba 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 bum da bum ba da ba bum bum bum
podcast.
So the hole in the bottom is fine because I mean air compression will keep water at bay. You know, like gravity is great.
It's never gonna work. Your poop hole in a canoe isn't going to work.
Listen, the people didn't know. It could have been a whiz hole or a fish hole.
A fish hole might work.
In your canoe? Why is a poop hole not going to work but a fish
because
hole?
Because you don't have to get the fish out. You have to get the poop out.
It won't go out, Kyle.
Maybe if it's a sinker. Oh, man. So, welcome to season five.
Five
times. And by the way, we passed our 1 year of when we started this. Yeah, exciting.
We did? I drank at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, we've been at this for over a year of recording.
That's pretty tasty.
Yeah, yeah, I thought so.
1 year.
Yeah.
And what have we got to show for it?
Not even an email.
Not one email since day one. We've been asking for emails. Not anymore.
Just say... subject line, this is just so you stop whining about it.
Yeah.
And then that's all you have to do.
Oh, they need body.
Oh, well, you might need a body.
Just do auto, you know, fill or whatever.
Lorem ipsum text will be fine.
Well, or they could just, like, you know, let Google do the thing, because sometimes when you email, it's like, hey, what's up, is like a suggested email, or yeah, that works.
That sounds terrible.
I know. Sometimes it works, though.
Yeah, that works. And then just be sure to send it to notnowpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. And for those non-traditional emailers, you can send a letter. Mail a letter to notnowpodcast@gmail.com.
I actually secretly hope people have been doing that this whole time.
Yeah, you can just put double postage. It'll make it.
Yeah, that's tasty. So, in season five, if you remember season three, we did a loser's bracket, which is what season five's going to be.
I remember.
Yeah, I'm glad you do, because we're on the same page, hopefully. And so we're going to be mixing things up, though, with the warm-ups. We like doing the choose-your-own-adventure kind of style story things, so we're going to give that a shot for the warm-ups. So...
we're going to also up the ante. I'm not going to get visual cues from Kyle's facial expressions. So that way, we're both in the dark. Well, I'm in the dark. He's not talking now.
Just trying to give you cues here.
Radio silence.
Okay. So do you want to flip a coin? Or we're just both going?
Yeah. I mean, we can flip a coin and not describe it.
Okay.
See for this bit. It's a coin flipping.
Wait. I got one.
Oh, the one we got today?
No.
You knocked both of them out. Oh.
Yeah, because we've been at this for a year, so it's like... Well, I can't describe it, so...
It's a year coin. Which one you
want? Give me the mashed potatoes side.
Okay, yeah, got it. Gotcha. I've never done that. Oh, it's the reverse mashed potato side.
Last time for everything, I guess.
Nice catch.
I can't believe I caught that.
Okay. That's me.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah, those visual cues are really coming to bite you.
All right. Your name is Jammin' John.
Jammin' John.
Jam, jam, jam.
Jammin' John.
Jam, jam, jam. That's your theme song now. So I'm gonna give you a couple qualities of John, okay. And then you,
John, Jammin' John.
Yeah, qualities of you.
Is my first name Jammin', or is that just an acronym?
That's
or
your like first an... name. There's an apostrophe too.
Gotcha.
Not on Jammin'. It's just John. John. Joe apostrophe N.
Kick ass last name. Like it.
So Yeah, I guess I don't know how this. Yeah, so,
like a first couple of all, qualities to describe
you are a junior sales associate.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and you're also single and looking.
Oh,
tell us how you feel about that.
Man, Jammin' John is into it. I feel like he's
talking the first person, please, Jammin' John.
This is how Jammin' John talks.
Sorry.
Yeah. You should be, because Jammin' John is offended. He was really amped up and ready to go, but now Jammin' John is ready to throw down to John Jitten Town.
I don't know what that means.
Jitten. Jammin' Jitten. Jam with me.
Okay, so John.
Jammin'.
Jammin' John. Damn it. Okay, Jammin, as a junior sales associate, sees something very alluring.
Wow.
And it's something that he can't really get his mind around, so he's confused by it. Oh. It's a turtled dove.
A turtled dove?
Yeah. Somebody put like a shell on
chocolate.
It.
No. And it's been turtled, like it's been in a pond.
So this poor dove.
You play me like a, you play Jammin' John like a fiddle. This poor dove has been turtled. It's been trapped in a shell.
Yeah.
Right, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But its wings stick out the side so it can still fly around, like, can't lay eggs.
It can fly around with a heavy-ass shell. Yeah. Jammin' John doesn't understand.
Yeah, so Jammin' John just wants to get to the bottom of this.
Like so
he decides to change his career path to alter the space-time continuum.
I'm going to change my career path and fix this fucked-up dove. Jammin' John does not stand for any turtle doves. This thing is too heavy for Jammin' John. Can't wrap my mind around a shirt.
So he's got to pick his new career path.
I got to change the trajectory of evolution. So I think the best career path for Jammin' John to take would be...
Remember, you're a junior sales associate, so you already have experience in that junioring.
Yeah. Jammin' Junior John. So Junior Jammin' John is... I could be a counselor to dove enthusiasts.
you could be a marketing consultant for Dove women's care, like products, you know, like Dove.
You're trying to lead Jammin' John somewhere?
No, I'm just saying it fits. So, it doesn't work out for Jammin' John. Turns out once a junior sales associate, always a junior sales associate. And he's dependent on a turtle now. Like a normal turtle.
Like a regular turtle? Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of those.
No. Okay. Like this turtle cooks for you, it cleans for you. You're like sitting at home thinking about it.
Jammin' John is overwhelmed with his turtle's abilities. Never expected to be so reliant on a turtle.
Yeah, and you're just hoping that he can like pull through and nurse you back to your career path, you know, to alter that space-time continuum.
Soon, Jammin' John is going to be on top of the game with a turtle non-dove.
But the turtle doesn't come through for you.
He doesn't?
No.
What a bitch. Jammin' John is not approving.
So, with all that that's been laid out, Jammin' John decides to make one last go, like a running attempt at a circus career.
Who swings through the jammin' on the flying trapeze? Jammin' John does. He does it with ease. The wings of a dove, but not a turtled one. Jammin' John's career as a circus man has begun.
Finito.
Finito.
Yep.
Man.
That was it.
Lovely. Gee, a turtle dove.
Yeah, it's kind of like a pickled egg. You know?
It can still fly, though.
Not the egg.
Well, yeah, not the egg. Unless it came first. I feel like I am clicking against shit.
You are.
Sorry.
Very clicky.
Yeah.
We click, Turtle John.
We click very well. Turtle John talks about himself in the third person. All right. So, I haven't given your character a name. Do you want to come up with a name, or do you
Turtle
want...
John? I'll be Archibald Anchorage.
Archibald Anchorage. Okay. So Archibald.
Yes.
You can you can pretty much do whatever you want here.
I want to go to Anchorage, Alaska.
All right, you go to Anchorage, Alaska, and you are...
You know that was named after my grandfather.
I thought he was a founder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm writing the story, so whatever. So your grandfather, Colonel Anchorage, founded Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, not the whole state. But anyway, he did that. So as soon as you get to your homeland, your grandfather land, you are smitten. You are smitten.
Archibald smitten.
Yeah, you are smitten by a girl who is...
Smote?
Smote. Her name is Smote McGoats.
I'm so smitten with you, Smote. You smited me with your love stare.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Anchorage Archibald. Last name's first.
Oh, that's like the town we live in.
Yes, the conglomerate.
Yes, I understand they're very famous from this area.
Absolutely. If you look closely, my grandfather's seeds are everywhere. Not like that. He planted a lot of trees.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought he meant there's little anchorages. No. Anchorages.
Anchorages.
And integers of anchorages.
Yes, there's 7, 11.
All the prime numbers.
Yeah, 10. Didn't graduate.
Well, I'm nice to meet you. I'm Smote McGoats. So did you want me to show you around the town that your grandfather helped destroy?
Yeah, show me the seeds.
Okay.
That you've sown, Smote McGoats.
Smote McGoats leads you around the town. And you guys really hit it off.
Woo.
And
hitting the smoke.
Yeah. So you start going around, and it's getting kind of late. And she's trying to lead you like back to wherever you're staying, like your hotel.
Anchorage.
You're going to visit your parents. That's kind of why you came back.
That's awkward. I mean, yeah. They've been buried for so long.
They're still alive.
I guess I could visit their headstones.
They're alive. But stop trying to kill off my characters.
Listen, Smoke.
Yes, your parents live right down the street. We'll get you there in a jiffy.
Are you related to me?
No, I'm not an anchorager. Integers, whatever you are.
I am the lucky number 11.
So you go past this alleyway. And you hear somebody calling from it.
Call!
Call! Like, look at this big shot. Thinks he owns the town. Showing back up after all these years. If it isn't little Archibald.
Listen, Smoke, I don't think we should be right here. It sounds like something's going to go down. I'm not little anymore, but he clearly has depth perception issues. He also has a gun, so he might hit you.
I don't understand quite why he has depth perception issues. No, you got keen eyes, though. You could see that gun that he doesn't seem to be waving around. But
sorry.
But I'm going to run. I'm going to run out of here.
All bye, right, Smoke.
Bye, Archibald. I'll see you if you live. Well, all right,
here's the $5 I gave you to do that. This was crazy.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but it's going to be a hell of a lot more than $5.
How much more?
Several more.
7? 11?
7 times more, 5. So $35.
Oh, that's double my annual spending on crazy schemes.
Take off your shoes.
I thought you were going to say take off my shirt.
Yeah, take off your shirt. Even no. Better. How much is that? You're going to be wearing a jacket. We're in Anchorage.
No, it's summer.
Oh, to take off your shoes.
I'm not wearing any.
It's you looking for hepatitis?
It's the Anchorage Archibald way.
It's delightful then. Take off your shirt.
I'm not wearing one.
And I'm just going to have to beat it out of you.
No. Take the shoe.
No, have any. Worthless piece of garbage. So,
what's happened to this great town?
Yeah, it really fell to shit. So you see an old man out of the corner of the eye, and you
grandpa.
And as you call out to him, he kind of fades into the background.
Smote.
Smote ran away. He told her to get out of here.
Grandpa Smote. Anchorage.
That makes you guys related.
Our first name was Smoke.
Smoke was... Okay, I guess so. You got a point.
Why do you think we hit it off so well? Smoke.
Smoke my goats. But anyway, so you... you get going from the alleyway. Like, you kind of, you know, beaten up.
Yep.
Bloody, no shoes. Yeah, no shoes that you never had to begin with.
Lost some money on a bad, you know, pyramid scheme.
I don't even know if you had the money to begin with. It sounded like you were pretty broke.
Well, Smote was going to take me out.
Show you the town on her dime.
Yeah, and bring me to my parents.
Yeah, that's kind of a plot hole, but you managed to stumble your way to your parents. And
can I have some shoes?
Oh my gosh, what happened to you, Archibald?
Oh, it was a bad time. Oh. Bad timing.
Did you get into a fight?
It was more of an ass whooping.
Oh, you didn't win.
I tried, you know, but they don't have rules and regulations.
Get like the hell out of our house! We didn't raise a loser. Oh. Don't even let your father see you like this.
Mama!
Archibald, you're such a disappointment. Oh. Why couldn't you be more like your brother, Schmarkabald?
Because he was born first.
Shouldn't stop you. Then where the hell are your shoes? You're gonna catch a death of hepatitis out there.
What is with all the hepatitis in these streets?
I don't know. I assume that's how you get it.
I think you get it from eating a lot of vitamin C.
Doesn't sound right. But don't even let your father see you like this. He's gonna be so upset. You just I don't know. Go meditate or some whatever you do.
I don't meditate.
Don't even know why you... Why did you come back here?
I don't know. I got a letter in the mail saying that if I came here to sow my seeds, I would get a lot of, you know, shoes. So I figured I'm going to have a lot. I don't need to bring any.
You're looking to start a shoe business with not even two shoes to start.
No, I get
click together.
I get them as a prize.
Okay. All right. Well, off with you then. We don't want to see you home until you become a proper champion.
Champion?
Yes. I told you we don't raise any losers here.
Yeah, I'm not going to be the champion. I just got, you know.
Okay, well, redeem yourself, you know, in some way.
I just
way.
Got a place. Like third, seventh, maybe.
All right. All right.
Just place.
Yeah, it's true. All right, you make a fair point. As long as you're not a ass end of the kettle, like, just go out and make something of yourself for once.
All right, I'll go out and I'll be the best clown makeup artist that this side of Anchorage has ever seen.
So you you go out to The dog sled race tracks.
Oh man, I'm gonna be Balto.
Archibaldo.
Archibaldo? Yeah, I am.
And you've collected some cans and bottles, and you trade them all for like $5, and decide to throw down on the tracks. See if you can get anywhere with that.
Yeah. I don't think that's how dog sled racing works, but...
Yeah, well, they gamble on it in this town, in this story.
With their hepatitis C riddled fists. Yeah. They throw their big wad of shoes down.
Yeah, and then sometimes bottles, which is kind of how it becomes a problem.
Oh.
So, there's five dogs you can bet on. Five dog sled teams.
Five teams of five.
You have $5.
One on each.
$1 on each team. Hedging your bets?
Nah, you're right. I better... Well, what are their names? I got to know to bet on them.
Team Comfy is one.
Nah, too comfy in last place. Can't win.
Yeah, that's true. Team Hog Sled.
Ho-ho-ho. They're going to find some cheese pigs.
Brazar the Tamer.
I like that guy.
And... how many is that? That's three.
Yeah.
Number
four and number five.
Ponto Manchez. And you also got Gwimby.
I want Gwimby and Bezivir the Great.
Okay.
Whatever his name was.
Bazar the Tamer.
Bazar the Tamer and Guinevere.
Gwimby. Gwimby?
Gwimby.
Okay. Was it, you're doing 250 on each?
Yeah. Yep, 250.
Okay. $2.50. Oh. And I'll say they were giving you 10 to 1 odds. Yeah.
100,000 to 1.
No. I'll say 10 to 1. Okay. So you have a chance to get $25 out of this.
I could make
All right, let's make it 100 to 1.
$100,000.
You picked the two who were rooting for last place.
Yeah.
And It's going pretty neck and neck, surprisingly. All the teams are going together pretty well. And then you see they're like rounding the final, I don't know, mountainside.
that mountain when they come.
suddenly, so Brazar the Tamer is kind of in the lead of the pack. Yeah. And he's going up against, oh God.
One of here.
No, Gwimby's in towards the back. Gwimby's looking like a letdown.
Broken my heart too many times.
Yeah, but
Gwimby, the boar pig.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Team boar dog boar sled boars whatever. Yep. I had said is at the front,
and then Comfort Soft,
and then suddenly and Comfort Soft. Yeah, Comfort and Team Boar Sled are right up in the front, and suddenly. You see that old man from the alleyway earlier.
He was old and he kicked my ass.
he was just in the background while that guy was beating your ass. after you wouldn't take off your shirt, he started beating your ass.
But he did too.
True story. So the old man from earlier comes out and he falls in the middle of the trackway.
Oh.
And all the dog sled teams like start going crazy and like losing shit trying to stop, and then Gwimby shoots from the back of the pack and crosses the finish line and wins.
Yeah
So you got some cash,
25 smackers. I'm gonna double down on Gwimby.
So you go up to thank the old man.
Thank you, old man.
Oh, nothing, it's nothing. I had $200,000 on Gwimby for the win, so I had to, you know, make sure it worked out for me.
Wow, could you loan a couple thousand to me?
Oh, hey, you look kind of familiar.
Yeah, my grandfather.
No, it's something else. Did you take off your shirt in an alleyway?
I tried to, but this guy just wouldn't let me.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that going down. You know, if you'd like, I can teach you how to be a great fighter.
I could really just use the cash right now. See, my mom's on really my back. Just use the cash. Can't see my dad.
All right, well, you'll have to earn it.
They died some time ago.
You'll have to earn this cash.
Okay. Okay. Should I take my shirt off now?
No, I don't want your shirt off. Yeah, just... I don't know. Just do some chores around the house or some cooking or something.
My house?
My house. Why would I pay you to do your own chores?
I don't know, man. Some kind of weird old man.
I'm like, what? Shit.
I'll take my shirt off.
If you, I don't want you to. Well, I guess if it gets hot, you can take your shirt off. But I don't want you to just for cash. I'm not going to pay you to lose your shirt.
Okay.
If I would, I'd find that hot girl from earlier.
What if you just loan me the money first, okay? Check this out. You loan me the money first. Right? And then we bet again. But this time I'll fall in the track.
Okay.
And you bet everything on this. Okay.
How's that gonna benefit you?
Just give me the money. I'll go up to the box office. I'll buy your tickets. Okay. I'll go up there. I don't
trust your judgment.
I tried to take my shirt
what
off.
What breed of dog is that?
That's a husker.
That's not even close.
It's close.
That's not even close.
It's close.
I thought you just said it's close. No. What is your obsession with clothes?
I don't have an obsession. I was a designer back in Florida.
What is your name? I don't even know your name.
Archibald.
Archibald. Well, hello, Archibald.
Hello, Grandpa.
How did you know my name?
Because you sowed your seeds all over this town.
I'm Grandpa Buttons. Everybody calls me Grandpa Buttons.
So can I have that cash?
I'll give you $50.
$50,000.
No, 50.
But you just won like a million.
I don't even know why I'm giving you this. Just don't tell anybody about me throwing those races.
I see. I get it. I'm gonna tell.
If you do, I'll beat your ass.
Yeah, I bet you like that, you pervy grandpa.
Grandpa Buttons. I'm a respected elder in this community.
So in races. I'm respected by no one soon. Give me $50,000.
I don't have $50,000.
You just said you won a million.
I put $20,000 on the match.
Yeah, paid out 100-1.
Yeah,
it was 100-1.
It was 10-1.
You said, fine, we'll make it 100.
I said, whatever. That only means 2 million.
Okay, yeah, well.
No, wait, I won 200. I won 20,000.
You said you put 100 million on it.
Keep upping it.
Listen, Grandpa Buttons.
Listen, I'm old. You're a loser. I don't have to do anything that you say because nobody's going to believe you. Who's been in this town forever? Grandpa Buttons. That's right.
Schmeckles McKenzie.
No, Gimbley is going to get my back on this.
Gimbley?
Gimby. Gumbly. You're the guy who won.
Oh. He's going to get your back?
Yeah, he's going to cover for me. Nobody's going to believe you.
You paid him off?
Yeah, we were in it together.
Well, pay me off. I'll be in it.
No.
I'll get a couple Chuskies.
I tried to give you some money to be in it. I'll get a whip. I offered you to give you to do some chores, and I'd pay you.
You're going to give me like weird grandpa karate lessons, like how to sew buttons. Give me the money.
I don't want to give you this money for nothing. Fine, come on this cruise with me. The submarine venture into the unknown.
Do you think it's weird that I'm not taking my shirt off? You want to take me on a cruise?
Well, not that kind of like fun cruise, like an expedition.
Oh, okay, an exhibition. I can do that.
No, <John. laughs> you and your clothes stay on during this mission.
Well, I can't help it if we go diving. We're going to be diving?
Yeah, well, you'll have to change at some point because it's going to be a couple of days, but that's fine. But just don't...
What are the room accommodations?
Cramped.
Ooh, so it's going to get hot.
It's a submarine mission.
Yeah. No windows on that.
No. That'd be insane.
You know what they say? You got to stew in your own brew, Grandpa Buttons. Just give me the money. You'll be rid of me forever, Grandpa.
Have $100.
Woo!
All right, so you get $100 from Grandpa Buttons.
I know how to hack him. I'm pretty sure he's going to give me $125 to start.
If I talked to him for a couple more minutes, he would have caved.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was actually going to give you like $1,000. No, he's probably going to give you like $15,000 if you went on the cruise. Well, expedition.
That would have taken forever.
It would have been short.
He said it was going to be like 3 days. Now it's already getting weird.
All right, so you got $100.
Yep.
What do you got to... And you gotta like win your family back over somehow.
I got $100. I can buy a plane ticket out of here. Fuck this place.
Okay. Grandpa Buttons. Archibald Anchorage says, "Fuck this place to Alaska. Fuck whatever that lady's name was. It was like Monads or something weird.
No, it was Something. Smote.
Smote. Yeah, smote my goats. It says, fuck this to smote my goats' dream girl. Fuck this to people trying to take his shoes and hat, his shirt. Fuck this to Grandpa Buttons and his mom and dad who are not nice to him.
Yep.
Moves back to Florida and starts a shoe farm. The end.
Ah, what a character.
Archibald.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't follow him for a minute. Just on a tear. Crazy.
Yeah. So how do you feel about that? Do you think we can keep doing these?
Yeah. Anything's possible. With $100 in your pocket. I was never going to be seventh.
I was never going to be seventh. I wouldn't settle for that.
No, I couldn't make it. All the hepatitis. It would break
my spirit.
All the hepatitis in the streets.
No, we're not really spreading much good words for Alaska.
Oh, they can take a joke.
Yeah.
They're close enough to Canada. And Russia. Oh, they can't take a joke.
They can't take a joke.
Huh. What a conundrum.
Guess we'll lay off on the Russians.
Yep. Sorry, Russia.
Just gotta lay off. No more Russian jokes, as much as everybody loves them.
Yeah, drove them up a freaking wall.
All right. Well, I guess we're... do you want to do anything specific for the recap? You want to just call... Oh, wait, yeah, there's... So with season 5, we're also only releasing one episode a week instead of doing the...
Double.
The appetizer and the episode, which was kind of a lot.
We were going to keep that up, but some guy in the street was
asking to take our shirts off because he liked the appetizers and the episodes on the same week.
Truth be told, he beat the shit out of us.
To this day, sir. He's still lurking. I can see him from here.
A.
Do
Alaskans say A?
Maybe. Depends. On where they're originally from.
So now we're into throwing husky races.
Yeah, I got super into that.
Yep. We summered in Colorado. Not a lot of snow there in the summer, but the dogs stay, you know.
Yeah. they run across grass instead of snow.
Yeah.
Go figure.
Yeah. They still pull sleds.
They like them equally.
That's how they strength train.
Strength training with dog teams.
With dog flex.
Lift one dog.
I can in the winter the dogs pull the people, and in the summer the people pull the dogs.
Yeah. I can curl 5 corgis now. That's actually kind of a lot.
It depends. Are they baby corgis?
Yeah, that's true. Puppy corgis. Cuppies.
What?
Cuppies? Corgi puppies?
Corgis.
Okay. Since we're only releasing one episode per week, they're not really warm-ups anymore. So that's why we tried to branch the warm-ups where we're just talking about the things out into something more.
Yeah.
And
we're going to, you know, keep doing that until we get some fucking emails telling us that you don't like it.
Yeah. They're also a bit longer to compensate for the 1 week thing.
Yeah. Just getting so exhausted. Burnout talking.
Yeah.
Try talking.
It's exhausting.
Yeah. Try talking some guy down in an alleyway when he's demanding your shirt.
Yeah. Try talking an old man into giving you $20,000 or $50,000 for doing nothing. See if they do it. I mean, it's worth a shot.
Yeah, might as well. Don't know till you go to Alaska.
Come to Alaska. Just like somebody make a brochure of this and put it in the visitors information center.
Come see Grandpa Button.
Grandpa Button says, have a great time at the dog sled tracks.
Don't tell him, wink, wink.
Watch out for hepatitis C.
You'll see more than hepatitis while you're here. Like a throne race.
Like a throne race. Oh. You meant like a race that was thrown. It was like a throne race.
My throne's getting bigger. This is what they call the Game of Thrones.
It's like a novelty version of Game of Thrones.
The Race of Thrones.
Nah. That'd be a flop. people are too passionate about that show.
The Game of Scones.
Game of Homes.
That's like, that's exactly like Flip This House.
You get seven different countries of people competing over...
Seven?
Isn't that how many there are?
And what?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't watched a single episode. I don't know. I just know there's that one ice guy.
All right. Well, we'll...
Sorry.
No worries.
I set an alarm.
Did you really?
For accident, yeah. By accident. This alarm's for accidents.
All right. Well, we'll see you once we're done with our accident.
Yep. Bye. Oh. Well, man. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you really enjoyed this.
Yeah.
I mean...
As much as I enjoyed your company.
And you guys might not see it, but... There is a lot of work that goes into this, a lot of planning.
Yeah.
Schedules have to be moved around. And
a lot of timber, too.
Timber. You got to have a lot of timber. You know, that's kind of the catalyst for this podcast. Oh,
yeah. I mean, yeah, without the timber, we never would have made the catapult to shoot those catalysts
and we could,
over the catway.
Yeah, and we could never combust those catways with the catalyst. You know, shiver me timbers. That's all I wanted to say.
Or shiver your timbers if you prefer.
Sliver my timbers.
Ah, yeah. So that reminds me, we got an email yesterday from Slytherin, and they just sent it right over to notnowpodcast@gmail.com. They were just raving about how they could catch our podcast on notnow.podient.co or any of their favorite podcasting apps.
Yeah.
They also said they were, the Dark Lord was really impressed with, you know, how all of this is improv and that it comes out every other week.
And people should really tune in, you know, check it out, you know, email us your favorite episode and we'll be sure to, you know, incorporate it somehow in the future. And that's really what this is all about. So thanks and we love you. Support. It's great. Moi.